This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday we began a new message from Luke 6, where Jesus made the dramatic boast or claim, to use that term, that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. We don't appreciate that in our culture today. We explained some of the Sabbath law rules about what you could do and what you couldn't do on the Sabbath, and that helps to understand how people were offended by the very fact that Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, meaning I have authority over it. Let's continue. Luke 6. Here's what could happen, what you couldn't do or could do. On the Sabbath, all work was forbidden, and to heal someone was considered work. The Jewish law was quite definite and detailed about this. Get this. Medical attention could only be given if a life was in danger. A woman in childbirth could be helped on the Sabbath. Aren't you glad for that? An infection of the throat might be treated. If a wall fell on anyone, say construction was going on and a wall fell on a person, you could clear away enough of the rubble to see if the person was alive or dead. Get this, if they were alive, you could pull them out and treat the injuries. But if they were dead, you were to leave them till Sunday to bury them. A fracture could not be attended to. Cold water might be poured on a sprained hand or foot. A cut finger might be bandaged with a plain bandage. But get this, you couldn't put any ointment. Couldn't put any, triple antibiotic ointment on it of the day. An injury could be kept from getting worse, but it could not be made better. And it's an extraordinary thing for us to grasp this. And the most dramatic example was that a Jew could not even defend his life. A Jew could not even defend his life if he was attacked on the Sabbath because that was considered work. And the historian Josephus gives an account where thousands of Jews were murdered because they were attacked by an invading army on the Sabbath and they refused to fight. I mean, this is an incredible thing. And that helps you to understand when Jesus comes along and says to these people, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. I have authority over the Sabbath. And so to some people, they considered that blasphemous. They weren't just offended by it. They said, that's blasphemy to claim to be Lord of the Sabbath. And as you've heard me say this before, that was a claim to deity. When Jesus was saying, I am the Lord of the Sabbath, he was saying, I am God. And that's the same Jesus who said to people in John, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Jesus didn't claim to be a great teacher. He didn't say, I'm the greatest role model. I'm the greatest example for your children. He said, I am Lord, the Lord of the Sabbath. And this was the defining moment in his life. I want you to notice something interesting. If we could bring up verse 7, if that's possible. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. When you don't like someone, you will always look for evidence to use against them. Now, you may not admit this openly, but listen carefully. All of us do this. You do it and I do it. You don't like a person, you look for dirt so you can say, I knew I was right about him, doggone it. I knew I was right about her. So be careful when you're looking for evidence to use against a person. How would you feel if you knew people were actively doing that with you? Just waiting for you to mess up. Just watching to see if you cross the line. They were looking for reasons to accuse Jesus. And here Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, was the one they were looking for evidence to use against him. I just find that very intriguing.
Well, Luke 6 is the passage. The message is called Defining Moment in the Life of Jesus. We continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.